So I finally knocked. I'm almost sure you know that I've been standing outside your door for at least a minute, trying to convince myself that knocking is what I need to do. You open the door, you smile, I smile. I have the awkward moment of, is this really happening? Is this what we think it will be? You step back to let me in the room. I come in and drop my bag. And before I know what's happening, I'm pushed back up against the door. I can feel your warm body hard against me. Your lips find mine desperately. And oh God, it's as good as I thought. It's better. Feeling your tongue brush along my lips, answering with mine, intensity building. I can't get enough of you. My hands all over your body, your back, your shoulders. I dig my nails in a little. I know it hurts, but you can handle it. Feel you trace your lips along my jawbone, down my neck, my collarbone, trailing tiny kisses into your tongue, just after them. It feels amazing. Your hand running up the inside of my thigh, over the top of my stockings that I wore just for you. I feel your hand brush against the outside of my panties. And that little laugh as you tell me that they're already wet. And of course, I already know this. I know that the anticipation of you has been enough to make my panties wet for months. And the idea that you're actually here, I could come just thinking about it. Your mouth meets mine again, as I feel you tugging at them. I wriggle my hips, and I step out, letting them fall to the floor. Still totally engrossed in your body, in your lips, your mouth, your tongue, every part of you pushed up against me. Oh my God. I run my fingers through your hair, pulling you in deeper. I really just want to wrap my legs around you right now. But I know that you're in charge. I know you want to be in charge. And I want to do what it takes to make you happy. Next thing I know, you spun me around. I'm still against the door, but I'm facing it now. Bent over it ever so slightly. You must have undone your belt at some point. I never noticed. But all I can feel is your hard cock pushing deep inside me, and oh my God. That feeling. The feeling of you filling me for the first time. Add that to the sound of your groan. That groan that says, I wanted this for so long. And you hold it there just for a second. Just waiting, letting that first exquisite sensation just fade a little before you pull back and push in again. Each thrust just driving me wild. My knees are shaking. I'm holding on to the door on my tiptoes because, you know, height difference. I hear you growling in my ear, telling me how good it feels to be deep inside me, and oh God, it feels good to have you there. Telling me how long you've wanted this, how many times you've thought about this, how many times you've come from me, and now you get to come in me. Because I know you won't last long. And God, I'm surprised I've lasted this long. I feel it building. Every thrust just taking me closer and closer. I try to hold it. I don't want it to end. I don't want it to be so quick. But fuck, you're good. The feel of you pushing against my body, your hard cock deep inside. Your fingers finding their way around, gripping onto my hard nipples. I can't hold it much longer. I tell you, you know. But you can't do anything about it just now. You're lost in your own exquisite pleasure. But I'm sure you feel it. I'm sure you feel me tighten around you. My legs shaking. My heart beating. Screaming your name. Not loud. Just the intensity. Oh, Christ, that's good. You know that I'm done. You know that I am now at a point where every thrust is taking me just a bit closer to being so sensitive I can't bear it. I know you're close. I know you want to come for me. And I tell you, I want you to come in me. I want to feel you fill me. And it doesn't take long. And it doesn't take long before I hear it. The growl from deep in your chest. As you empty yourself. You empty your balls deep inside me. Like we've talked about, like we've dreamed about, and it's finally happened. There was no hearts and flowers. We didn't even make it to the bed. But fuck, we did good.